Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. August the 27th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today of your word. We're grateful for all that you've shown us in the past, and we look forward to that which you have for us today. We ask that you would fill us with understanding as we prepare for that which is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we want to take a look at an article found in the USA Today website, and it was published on the 26th of August, 2021. The writer of the article is Matthew Brown, also Jerry Garrison contributed, and Tom Vandenbroek also contributed. The title of the article is Latest from Afghanistan, U.S. Personnel Among Casualties After Explosions at Kabul Airport. Now, that would have been just yesterday, okay? All right, so you've got up-to-date news today, just yesterday. Latest from Afghanistan, U.S. personnel among casualties after explosions at Kabul Airport. That is in the USA Today website, and it was published yesterday, August the 26th, 2021. Here's the article. Multiple explosions outside the Kabul airport Thursday resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties as the U.S. is working to rapidly evacuate American and Afghan allies from Afghanistan, the Pentagon confirmed Thursday. Fox News reported at least three U.S. Marines are among the injured. Of course, there are more than that now. We can confirm that the explosion at the Abbey Gate was the result of a complex attack that resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tweeted, "We can also confirm at least one other explosion at or near the Baron Hotel, a short distance from Abbey Gate. We will continue to update you." The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirmed that there was an unknown number of casualties resulting from an explosion at the Abbey Gate, not too far away. All gates at Hamid Karzai International Airport have since been shut down, according to a Department of Defense official. Now, defense officials have been alarmed in recent days by threats at Hamid Karzai International Airport by ISIS-K, terrorists who are sworn enemies of the Taliban. Now, I want to pause here to let you know that there are so many of these groups. As you are going to discover as we take a look at it, it's not just the Taliban who are Sharia, far, far extremist right and very conservative, but there's also the ISIS-K. And of course, you know the Taliban and you know some of the other groups involved. There are many of these groups, but this explosion, they believe, has come from ISIS-K, who is an enemy of the Taliban. And of course, they're trying to make the Taliban look bad, so that America would come back into the whole fight once more. All right. Defense officials have been alarmed in recent days by threats at Hamid Karzai International Airport by ISIS-K terrorists who are sworn enemies of the Taliban. One official deemed the threat from a suicide bomber from ISIS-K to be the chief concern of Afghans and U.S. citizens crowding the gates at the airport and U.S. troops guarding it. ISIS-K is an offshoot of the Islamic State terrorists who established a sprawling caliphate in Iraq and Syria that was eventually destroyed by a U.S.-led bombing campaign. The K stands for Khorasan, the group's offshoot in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They have mounted savage attacks in Kabul, targeting a girls' school and maternity hospital. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning U.S. citizens to avoid Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul after a large explosion occurred there today and reports also of gunfire. The embassy issued an alert on Thursday morning telling U.S. citizens, "We are at the airport, three gates to leave immediately. Those who aren't there should avoid traveling to the airport." The explosion outside the gates of Kabul International Airport where U.S. and Allied force evacuations are taking place, left a chaotic and bloody scene, according to reports on the ground. ITV an Afghan news station published photos of the immediate aftermath of the blast, showing people fleeing the scene. Images from reporters inside the airport showed a large dust cloud all over the airport and an explosion scattering crowds of people. President Joe Biden has been briefed on Thursday's explosion outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport, and the White House has confirmed this. Details are still emerging about the explosion, which the Pentagon announced Thursday morning amid warnings about the threat of ISIS-K terrorist attacks at the airport. An explosion was reported on the outskirts of Hamid Karzai International Airport after reports of gunfire had already been heard. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirmed that there was an explosion at the airport. The numbers of casualties were unconfirmed in the immediate aftermath. The Pentagon did not say who was behind the explosion, but it comes after the State Department on Wednesday night alerted Americans at gates of the chaotic Kabul airport to leave immediately. The Biden administration has increasingly warned about the threat of an ISIS-K attack at the Kabul airport as of August the 31st, U.S. deadline to withdraw draws near. So now notice you've got another issue. Not only are these people running from the Taliban and their conservative methods, but now they have to worry about the other groups that are going to try to kill them on the way out. Continuing, allied nations who are evacuating refugees and their own citizens out of the international airport are warning that they won't be able to continue operations as U.S. military forces begin their final drawdown from the country. Canada, which evacuated about 3,700 people, has ended military flights from Kabul, according to the Associated Press. Italy, the Netherlands, and Poland will all conduct their final evacuation flights Thursday, the Wall Street Journal reported. French officials have said they will no longer be able to operate out of the country after Friday, the newspaper reported. The United Kingdom Defense Minister, Ben Wallace, said Thursday the UK military has 11 flights scheduled to leave Kabul today, but declined to say if those would be the country's last. So now notice the rest of the countries are stopping their flights because they are under threat from ISIS-K and other groups, of course, and they don't know exactly where this is going to lead. It is obvious that this is going to lead to a very bad place in the future. Continuing, close U.S. allies, including the leaders of the influential G7 nations like Canada, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, pressed President Joe Biden to delay the date of U.S. troop withdrawal. While each country operating evacuations at the Kabul airport have some military presence, the 6,000 American troops on the ground currently make up the bulk of allied defense and operations. The withdrawal comes as the U.S. Embassy in Kabul issued a warning last Wednesday that Americans should avoid traveling to the airport unless directly contacted by a U.S. official, citing a heightened terror threat. Australia and the United Kingdom have also issued warnings of a high threat of a terrorist attack on the airport. Of course, you're getting the impression that things are simply getting worse than they were before. And of course, as you look at this, you see that there are many other issues are rising all of a sudden. There are these small groups that have their own agenda, and they see that this is an opportunity for them to come to the forefront. And so they're going to make up their bombs, and they're going to bomb as many people as they can and keep the game going as long as they possibly can. Continuing, thousands of Afghans who helped aid the U.S. military or are vulnerable to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan are arriving in the United States, where they are staying in military bases, at convention centers, and even some community colleges as they await their next move. But as they prepare to rebuild their lives in a foreign country, Afghans face a two-pronged issue, trying to get out of their native country safely and then completely restarting their lives in a new home where they likely have few personal connections. The process to get Afghan nationals out of the country has been riddled with setbacks and issues for many, from unfinished applicants' paperwork to the Taliban blocking vulnerable Afghans from getting to the Kabul airport. Once they arrived at the U.S. profit groups and non-governmental organizations, they have still more challenges to meet. The Biden administration has an August 31st deadline to evacuate U.S. citizens and others who qualify for U.S. protection, which President Joe Biden said the United States is on track to meet. Since August the 14th, the United States has evacuated or helped facilitate the evacuation of nearly 90,000 people from Afghanistan. About 13,400 people were evacuated out of Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul on Wednesday, according to the White House, down from the 19,000 people shuttled out of the country the day before. So notice now, they're trying to push it, trying to do the best they know how to do. Don't know if they're going to be able to be successful in getting all of these people out. You can easily see what this is going to do and where this is going to end. It's not going to end well, because now what has happened is we have not only opened up the land of Afghanistan again for the Taliban, but now you've got ISIS, then you've got ISIS-K, then you've got a few other organizations that are waking up again to come forward to do what they have been doing always. They are terrorist groups. Their primary objective is to blow people up. They want to make a point. They consider the United States of America an enemy, and they are going to do everything they know how to do to come after the United States of America. If you remember, 9/11 was the time when we decided to go to Afghanistan, because the whole of the bombing began from that standpoint, that geographical location. It is not by accident that we are approaching September the 11th again at this time of the year, and we're getting to that place where we're seeing the violence beginning to rise up one more time. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there were still approximately 1,500 possible American citizens in Afghanistan. The State Department is in contact with 500 of those Americans and is aggressively attempting to reach the others, Blinken added. While both Biden and Blinken have said the U.S. is on track to complete our mission in Afghanistan by August 31st, Blinken stressed Tuesday that there was no deadline for getting Americans out of that country. Let me be crystal clear about this, Blinken said during the press briefing. There is no deadline on our work to help any remaining American citizens who decide they want to leave to do so, along with the many Afghans who have stood by us over these many years and want to leave and have been unable to do so far. That effort will continue every day past August the 31st. The State Department and Pentagon said that the Taliban is currently providing safe passage to Americans en route to the Kabul airport. Yet reports on the ground of violence and chaos at the airport persists while Taliban fighters continue to harass and stop Afghans attempting to flee the country. So notice it's not ending the way that Biden was hoping that it would. Of course, he'll tell you now that he always expected that there would be a little bit of trouble. I am pretty sure he did not anticipate this level of discomfort all over. You remember what we talked about, though. You remember that we made the point on many occasions where the Taliban are very sincere about what they want. They want a conservative Sharia country, and they've taken over Afghanistan. It'd be interesting to see how that ends up, because now what they are doing is they've taken control of Afghanistan. The Afghan government has been disappeared. But however, they are under threats from ISIS-K and other organizations of that sort. It's not going to be a peaceful time for the Taliban. They're going to have to really defend themselves. And if these individuals, these other groups, get together and decide that they want to push it against the United States of America, It might mean that we might find ourselves back in that part of the world, not necessarily with thousands of soldiers on the ground, but at least responding to some of the bombing that they have in mind for the United States of America. Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 discusses at length the concept of war and the rumors of war and the fact that these will be days of trouble of all sorts. This ought not surprise you at all, because where the war starts, even though it may not be necessarily located in your backyard, notice how involved the United States of America is still in all of what you see happening. And ultimately, not just America, but all of her friends scattered all over the world have a part to play in these battles. You and I need to be ready. We need to get ourselves to the place where we begin to understand what is important about preparing for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to make sure that we have a clear understanding of what we believe, why we believe it, and where to find it. It is really important that you know this and know it as soon as you can. One other article that I'd quickly like to share with you is one found in Reuters website. And this is a more recent one. I think it was last night's article. It says, the title of the article says, blast outside Kabul airport kills at least 13, including children, Taliban officials say. Let me read that again for you. The title says, blast outside Kabul airport kills at least 13, including children, Taliban officials say. August 26, a suspected suicide bomb exploded outside Kabul airport on Thursday, killing at least 13 people, including children, a Taliban official said, after the United States and allies urged Afghans to leave the area because of a threat of Islamic State. The official said many Taliban guards were wounded. A U.S. official said U.S. service members were among the wounded, adding he was citing an initial report and cautioning that it could change, and of course, by that he means it would increase. He said there were casualties, but did not know how many or of what nationality. Thousands of people have been gathering outside the airport in recent days. Western troops are racing to evacuate foreigners and Afghans who helped Western countries during the 20-year war against the Taliban and get out themselves by an August 31st deadline. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed an explosion near the Abbey Gate entrance to the airport had caused an unknown number of casualties. A Western diplomat in Kabul earlier said areas outside the airport gate were incredibly crowded, again despite warnings of a potential attack. And of course, in this article, they also make the point that the suspected organization that caused these explosions was the ISIS-K organization. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the future as we take a further look at what is happening here. So do you understand the significance of what is happening here? Even though Afghanistan is geographically very far away from you, but in terms of its intent and its motivation and the Taliban's objectives, this is by no means far. For all of this will ultimately come together in one riotous war that will be leveled against those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus, which is you. And you need to understand this. You need to be prepared for that which is to come. Even though at the moment it does not involve you, it does not involve your neighborhood, it does not even involve your geographical location, you must be prepared. For God has warned us concerning all of what we are seeing happening around us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you give, and we thank you for the warnings that you provide. We need to be sure that we are rooted and grounded in faith and truth, that we understand exactly what you have for us to understand, that our lives are a reflection of you and all there is about you. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength that is necessary, that we might walk in your path only and be obedient to all that you say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, August the 27th, 2021.